Yeah, I promise you that all three episodes will be edited and released before the 21st.
Episode 173 was released on April 22nd. On with the show.
Heroes. It's an old-fashioned notion. A visionary. A genius. Ensuring freedom around the globe.
A symbol to the nation. A hero to the world.
The beacon of hope. Shining out across the stars.
I look around at us. You know what I see?
A bunch of a-holes.
Possibility. You think you know how the world works?
The world is changing.
We need heroes.
Wakanda forever!
Our very strength invites challenge. Challenge incites conflict. Conflict breeds catastrophe. The thing isn't beautiful because it lasts.
Before we're done, we still have one promise to keep. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn sure we'll avenge it. Whatever it takes.
Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, episode 174. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I get to the panel this week, start into the contact information. Oldschoolmovies.net, so we can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with me directly, oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com or oldmovies.net, hashtag OSATM. This week, guys, hashtag spoilers. We are going to spoil the shit out of Endgame. So if you haven't seen it, turn it off. Thanks for the download. Go fuck yourself. But if you have seen it, and you want to hear our opinions, tag along for the ride. Our panelists this week are Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
Not only am I the Iron Man, I am the outstanding, fantastic producer of this episode. That's why people will be hearing it relatively soon.
Along with Heavyset, we've got our mainstay, Mr. Carpe Diem.
Howdy ho, folks. Howdy ho. Yeah, it'll be nice to actually hear an episode within a timeline that's realistic.
I fucking knew these two were just going to throw in the fucking jabs. We've been a minute in. Throw those editing jabs.
Hey,
we're talking pre-show. I successfully edited three episodes in 1 week.
If you're going into the fight with your face forward and your hands down, you're going to get punched in the face, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of getting punched in the face.
But hold on. Before we go any further, we're talking about Endgame. So Old School at the Movies, assemble.
Yes. And speaking of assembling, we've got two old school veterans on to talk some Avengers Endgame. One of them is Podcaster Charlie.
Hello. Nice to be back to talk about this great movie. So
glad
good.
You're still alive.
I know.
And a former mainstay, one that was doing more reviews of like the year when we were on a kick of old school reviews, 80s movies and whatnot, the weekend recordings, as it were. We've got Phil as well from All Beer Inside.
Hey. What happened to the music cues?
Oh, yeah. We'll fix them in post.
All right.
AKA they won't be there.
They won't.
Yeah, exactly. Like the last episodes.
Exactly. Hey, but what did you think about that new format? Less gimmicks, more talk.
I come from the music cues.
Okay.
So first things first, Cinemia is dead. No, we'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah. Cinemia is dead, guys. So you're all fucked if you're a Cinemia customer, but yeah, this week. We're talking Endgame. So we're going to sum it up. I want your quick score on five and one word or quick phrase to summarize your review, and then we'll break it down. Heavy set.
5 out of 5. Assemble.
Carpe diem.
4.75. Infinity War was better.
Charlie.
I'm going to give it 4.75 also, but only because I'm being super picky because it's a review podcast.
And she cried. She probably cried a lot.
I cried so much. So much.
Phil.
Same 4.75. Really satisfying.
And I'm going to give it a 5. It's, apart from Batman, the second best superhero movie I've ever seen. The first one was Infinity War.
Keep drinking that Kool-Aid, buddy.
Hey, everybody died. I preferred everybody dying. Yeah. Okay. Where do we start? Did you guys hear, like, I know Charlie said she was crying. I audibly, clearly heard a woman behind me sobbing, like a parrot dying, sobbing. And like everybody sniffling around me when Iron Man died. And like the first thing I could think when Iron Man, like, you get that little like, okay, yeah, he's dying. And then I'm like, oh, is this fucking hating this right now?
Well, I actually, I was going to say I really enjoyed it, but that's not okay. I liked how they did it, though, because it was nice. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like, it was dramatic, yes, but he did like a good thing and everybody was around him. And it was like, it was nice. I actually like really enjoyed the way that they killed him off, honestly.
But did you
I couldn't guys, have asked for a better way.
Did you guys hear people like sobbing to the point? I had literally 10 people around me sniffling, crying, and at least one or two sobbing heavy.
I had Amanda right beside me going, no, 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 no. So there was that. And I didn't hear as many people. I was in a bigger theater with the leather recliner. So, like, people were spread out. I will throw on a side note because it's something we've talked a lot about when it comes to movies. This was the first perfect movie theater experience I have had since probably either Infinity War the first time, or I know Quiet Place because, yeah, you have to shut up in that movie, but no issues outside of the first like couple minutes, but people are kind of winding down, and that's something that stuck out. I was like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Yeah, we had, we didn't have that much either. Like, guy on his phone at the beginning, and that was it. Phil, any audible crying around you apart from the guest on the panel? And how was the audience?
Yeah, Charlie was crying, like, really loud.
Oh, shit.
And I wasn't that loud.
You were pretty loud. And every scene's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. But besides that, it wasn't much crying. More like geeks getting their geek cred, like calling out references.
Okay.
Yeah, but besides that, yeah. No, the crowd was actually good. The theater projections was really nice. So, yeah, pretty people were really respectful to the movie. So
It literally sounded like I was at a fucking funeral. I was shocked at the reaction. Like, I get you're getting into a movie. I don't know if that woman, like, maybe she had a death in the family recently and it triggered something, but I've never seen or heard such a somber fucking, like, reaction to a death in a movie. I mean,
well, her fake boyfriend from 11 years died. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about space. Charlie, but yeah.
My fake boyfriend. Sorry, I had to cut in there.
Yeah,
my fake boyfriend.
Carp, how was the reaction? Did you get a lot of somber people around you? And
I didn't notice crying. Unfortunately, a gentleman to my left decided to speak Hindi to his buddy next to him. So yet again, if you don't speak fucking English, don't go watch an English fucking movie. And then somebody to the right of Watsuki, I caught once in a while saying some words, which we tried to shush. They didn't listen. People near the front, for some reason, they're like, I guess I got to turn my phone on now, like 2 hours into the movie because I'm singing. Fucking retarded.
I guess I got to turn my phone on now. Fuck everybody else.
But there was moments where it did feel like a Fantasia crowd, you know, fans marking out for things and that we'll just probably discuss later on that I'm sure everybody else, if you were in a larger crowd, marked out. But we were at the 10:30 showing at AMC in 3D. And if it wasn't sold out, it had to be like 98% full. No kids, which was nice because you didn't hear any. And I didn't catch any whining, like crying. I shouldn't say whining, crying around me. but there may have been later on. I was kind of, there's like a nice big gap between the lower floor and where me and Watsuki were. So I had like 13 feet of leg room, didn't get kicked, which was nice, but still talking and fucking cell phones. Like, stop it. It's stupid. Like, there's no reason for it. If you can't be off your phone for 3 hours, just fucking shove it up your ass and turn it off. Like, I'm tired of this shit. I'm honestly really close to actually starting. It's going to happen.
Precursor to the Chris Benoit story.
Like, I know it's a good thing I can't get an AR-15 in Canada. That's all I'm saying.
Jeez, okay.
Come to America. Oh my God.
Okay. Can we clip that and keep that for prosperity?
Absolutely. Okay.
When there's a shooting in the cinema.
I have a question. I have a question, if I may.
Who is Iron Man?
Do you guys think? I don't know.
No, questions from you. Sorry.
So Iron Man is like super hot. And no. Do you guys think that maybe the movie, I don't know about you guys, but the movie for me, I found it was super low. Like the volume of the movie itself. And I don't know if it was maybe the theater we were in or something. But such an epic movie, I would expect that the sound was much, much higher, which would also not make me hear everybody around me. Do you guys notice that the volume is becoming lower and lower when you're watching movies now?
What theater did you go? Maybe you're becoming deaf. No.
possible.
Honestly, I thought the level was good, especially during the fight scenes and stuff. Like, I didn't have any issues. You guys?
Okay. No problem at the AMC.
It might have been the theater you went to.
The theater was fine. It's the mixing, right? You want to mix dialogue lower than the fight scenes, because that makes the fight scenes more epic.
For sure. I just found that sometimes, like, I really had to pay attention, like, have to pay attention. I missed some dialogue because the volume was so low, but maybe it was me. Maybe I am going deaf.
Anything on your side?
I went to an XD showing, and that here in the States is, well, at least for Cinemark, it's supposed to be, like, really loud, so no issues whatsoever. Though, I will throw this out. There's a couple times something was, like, said in the movie, and a man would go, "What did he say?" Like whispering into my ear. And I'm like, I have to like repeat it. Like one, like, okay, if we're getting into the movie details, one was the Hail Hydra. She was like, "What did he say?" And I'm like, "Hail Hydra." But I want to get into this because like Carp kind of mentioned it. And forgive me for taking point on something I'm going to edit. But we're talking about crowd interaction and all that. I want to know what everybody else's movie experience this weekend, was there the mark out moment for the two words we've been waiting to hear on the screen since 2012, because I will openly admit I didn't give a fuck about what anybody else was doing. But as soon as that happened, I marked out clapping and other people clapped too. I don't know if I was the first or not, but mark the fuck out.
No, I didn't hear any marking out. I just heard like sobbing, and like there was a good amount of clapping for the end of the movie, but I don't recall anybody like, yeah, you know, for Avengers Assemble.
Oh, we had the yeah for Avengers Assemble, yeah for Cap getting the hammer, yeah for like I'm Iron Man, and then the snap. It was minus like the, like I said, the cell phones and the occasional talking, it was a fucking Fantasia movie I felt like I went to.
Just because of the epicness of this movie, I'm kind of okay with the odd, like, mark-out moment. Like, as long as they're not hampering on it.
No.
It's like, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. I'm
marking
okay with
out
it.
Marking out is fine. Like, if when the entire cinema does it, I get it. It's there's mark-out moments, but don't talk. That's it.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, I'm not talking about sitting there going, but in Hindi or whatever. I'm talking about, like, Avengers Assemble, like that. That's what I'm okay with.
Yeah, no. That totally makes sense. I mean, you're talking about a 22 film, 57 hours, 10 years, you know, to the date, almost to the date where it kind of, even though according to Marvel bigwigs, Spider-Man Far From Home is going to end this phase and not this movie ending the phase. So that I kind of question.
Okay. It's a quick transition. Are you guys okay with how the time travel was done? Heavy, you start.
It's the thing about time, it doesn't work as like everybody thinks it's a cause and effect, but it's actually like a big bowl of wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. That is a quote from Doctor Who, and that's what I kept feeling in this movie with the whole going back and forth, because now there's just a bunch of questions of like, well, what about this? What about that? How does this line up? Is Loki now alive because of this? There's so many questions. So I'm just questioning what the fuck's going to happen. I think that has to be a big staple for the next phase.
Carp, what did you think about this stuff?
Well, I was kind of digging how the Grandmaster was explaining, like, you know, you take it out of this time and it creates another timeline, and then this, and then, you know, Banner being Banner, he's like, well, what if we bring it all back together? But, you know, time travel for what we're aware of isn't real. It's just sci-fi mumbo jumbo. So who knows
we're hanging banging.
Sorry. It's, you know, sci-fi mumbo jumbo. So who knows what would truly happen, you know, if I were to go back and tell myself, oh, by the way, the Cubs will finally win the World Series after 104 years. It's, you know, I'm okay with what happened. We're never going to know what kind of consequences are going to come out of it unless they do, like, they make another Avengers movie, but I can't see them doing that.
I was okay with it. You know, you got to remind yourself, it's for the people who get too anal about this stuff, it's a fucking movie. And so they're like, well, technically, no, fuck you, Star Trek fans. Like, seriously, it made plausibly it within their universe. It kind of made sense. It was a Hail Mary. It's like, oh, fucking go through this thing that, you know, Ant-Man kind of guessed that worked or whatever and make this work. You know what? Plausibly, I suppose. To me, it worked. It was okay. It wasn't too cheesy over the top either. I felt it was well done. I liked it. Even the Doctor Strange stuff where, like, he told Iron Man, well, I can't tell you. And then you see, like, that their fight with Thanos. And he's like, hold on, give it a sec. You know, that kind of, I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. I liked it. What do you think, Charlie?
Okay. So, yeah. It was okay. I mean, I'm being very forgiving. Like I said before in my rating, like 7.7. Yeah, right. 4.75.
I give it a 7/5.
A million. I'm being very forgiving. There's a lot of things that I was like, okay, what the hell? Like, what's this? What's this? That doesn't make sense. But it was a fun movie. I find that it answered a lot of questions. It, contrary to you guys, it's, I find it answered a lot. To me, like, as in, like, I didn't have a lot of questions at the end of the movie. The only thing that really bothered me is how fast Stark figured it out. It's like it took him what, like, an hour? You know what I mean? Like, they could have fixed that so easily by just saying something like, Pepper could have went inside near him, say like, "You've been working on this for 2 weeks. Are you coming? Like, are you coming to bed?" That's it. I would have been satisfied. You know what I mean? But it made it look like he figured it out in an hour. I was like, okay, like. And yeah, there was inconsistencies, but I'm forgiving.
Phil, how about you?
For the movie, it works. I like the fact that they mention all the other movies with time travel and how they're nonsense.
Yeah, and I love the shout out to Back to the Future. Yeah.
And then essentially that second act is Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah,
they go back and revisit all the other scenes, and it's super fun, right? It's sci-fi mumbo jumbo, but it's super fun. And it's super satisfying as a fan of all these movies that have seen it already. And to revisit those scenes with different perspectives, it's super fun. Like the new interactions and stuff like that, loved it. What I'm more worried about is not... first of all, I think Loki's coming back. But what I'm worried about is time travel for the next movies, right?
Yeah, it's just... Now, like, I get it solves the issue of Infinity War, right? Like, they needed a fucking Hail Mary... especially after, you know, they go to kill Thanos and Thanos is like, sorry, I already got rid of the stones. You're fucked. Like, that's how I would have ended the movie. I would have made it 18 minutes.
And it fades to black too. It's great. It fades to black. And I went to Charlie, I'm like, credits.
In my head, yeah, I'm like, credits, end the movie right there. Fuck everybody. That's how I would have ended it. Or maybe like another hour of Steve Rogers doing AA meetings.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, that's it.
Then the stages of green. Black.
Highest grossing movie in the modern era, 18 minutes long.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you end it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So everybody kind of worked. I agree with your Back to the Future. Yeah, they went back in time. It was nice to see all the old characters revisited. Epic scenes or some of your favorite scenes that stood out for you, Charlie, in this movie?
Just before I go into that, I just wanted to say that it's typical that a movie this big would go back in time to revisit you know, the big scenes, whatever, to be able to finish the movie properly. What I appreciated in this movie, though, is that they didn't just end it there. It wasn't just like go back in time, revisit the future, whatever, and then that's where it ends. Instead, they came back and then Thanos followed him somehow, and then it created this huge scene, and I really appreciated that. So I just wanted to say that. Now, yeah. Epic scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, you know, it was 3 hours. It did not feel at all like 3 hours.
I at said all. That exactly to Izza, Charlie, or
Izza's fine.
Fuck you, real name. And Phil, when we were recording the last episode of ABI, I'm like, it does not feel like 3 hours. Not even like, did like you when it ended, I'm like, you oh hold shit, it in? It's 2 a.m. Oh yeah, I held it in the entire time. See, there's this magical thing when I don't drink large amounts of alcoholic beverage before a movie, I'm actually able to not have to go piss 37 times. So.
Yeah, I'll throw this out there. I'm a diabetic, and I didn't have to pee during it. So if you had to pee during that movie, you really didn't prepare yourself.
Yeah, just got a time.
Yeah, but Phil and I, actually, we were really worried about that because we were drinking, day drinking, before going to the movie. So we're like, oh, man. We've been drinking beer all day and we've been peeing all day. I don't think we're going to be able to last 3 hours, but we did. We did pretty good.
Did you download Run Pee as a backup?
No, I didn't. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's an app. Carp, why don't you explain Run
Pee? So, first of all, I don't use it anymore because they're fucking charging people now because they're cocksuckers.
Yep.
But Run Pee used to be, here's kind of a lull in the movie, which is super boring. After he says this, go pee and you have 2.5 minutes. So that's what it used to be. But now they're charging people, so they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, and the main thing I used to use it for was just post-credit scene stuff to just tell me if there's something. And it used to be detailed for free, but now it's like, we'll only tell you if there's something in the middle or at the end. So if there's something in the middle, I don't know if there's anything at the end. It's still charging. It was a great app when it was free. And then, yeah, like Carp said, just went downhill. And I still have it, but I need to really delete it.
Guys, memorable scenes, epic scenes, or stuff you want to discuss? Start with, I guess, Charlie. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And so epic scenes or favorite things
just,
in general?
Just your favorite scenes, like just memorable moments for you.
Okay. Number one, Thor Fat was amazing.
The Dude Lebowski Thor?
That was so good. I laughed so hard. And of course they would do that. I thought it was great. So another thing that I really liked in the entire theater just freaked out was obviously the Captain America getting the hammer.
Yeah.
Which was like epic. I like jumped out of my seat. I was so excited.
That was cool. And, it was a nice throwback, because it was a throwback to the other movie, the Thor movie. It was Avengers? Was it the
Age of Ultron?
Age of Ultron, yeah. And like he moved it a bit, you know. So I love those throwbacks.
I
mean,
so I knew it was gonna come all along at some point.
Oh, that's what she said.
Cap was gonna be able to do it. But so many people have been able to use that fucking hammer in the comic books. Because if you notice Black Widow in Avengers Age of Ultron, she's like, oh, that's not a question people want answered. She actually uses it in the comics at one point. Hell, Jane becomes the new Thor in the comics.
But most people that watch these movies don't really read the comics. So,
but the
I'm
other
disagree.
I don't.
But the other thing is.
I didn't disagree. I'm going to side with Charlie on this one.
But the other fact of it is, these aren't direct from the comic books. Mm-hmm. There's things that are mixed in. They're telling their own story. So, yeah, like, for example, like I went with a friend of mine. It was a double date. And he is so pessimistic. Literally, first words out of his mouth was
his name Sean, by chance?
No. First words out of his mouth as soon as the movie was over, worst piece of shit ever. He's that bad. And I spent the rest of the night hearing him kind of pick out things that was like, well, in the comics, I forget what thing he mentioned later that he didn't like. And I was like, well, in the comics. And he kind of shut up. But anyway,
I hate those people.
Yeah. He was like, even bitching about later, he's like, well, you know, technically Stormbreaker was Beta Ray Bill's and we'll never see Beta Ray Bill. And I'm like, who cares? Well, technically you did. He was a statue.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. I was about to correct. Trying to correct your friend there.
Well, he wanted to see, he literally spent most of the night, like I said, just bitching. Like, well, this is what we didn't see. Why didn't we see this? And I was like, dude, I even said, like, how many Marvel characters are there? He's like, over 1,000. And I was like, bingo. You're not going to see them all.
My thing is always, there are comic books. if you like reading your comic books, that's fine. It doesn't have to be exactly that on screen. They do that for the cartoons, which is for comic book fans. Now go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Izzy, what else you got for memorable?
Yeah, the last one that I can really think of now is, and that I cried more than my husband dying, was the scene where they finally, Iron Man finally reunites with Peter Parker. Oh my God. It was so good. When they finally see each other and Iron Man's just looking at him going like, oh my God, you're alive. And he was like, I don't know what happened. I just like felt weird. And then now I'm here. And he didn't understand what happened. And he was just talking. Oh my God, that was so good. I was holding my chest the whole time. I was like, oh, my heart. So yeah, that was my girly moment right there.
I'm surprised you didn't go like the girl power moment.
Oh, I mean, I did like it. Yeah. Phil's going to tell you that I did like it. I was like, yeah, girl power. But I mean, like, it. I find that it's smart that they did that. I'm very happy they did. But yeah, it was fine.
it's cool now. You have to excuse me. My neighbor's doing his daily running the bathwater when I record my podcast. So apologies in advance for that. But yeah, he's
you should really stop letting your neighbor give you a bath.
I know. I hate when he does that. He just, I don't know. He gets off on it. So, and I can't say no for some reason.
We don't hear it.
Okay, good. Perfect. He doesn't hear me saying no, or you don't hear the bathwater?
Oh, both. Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Memorable moments. Yeah. That beginning when they kill Thanos and like all hope is lost. That's where I would have ended the movie. But that was cool.
Yeah, hold on. Can we talk about this? My favorite character getting killed twice in the same fucking movie. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
You get to see him decapitated and get dusted. Happy birthday.
When I walked into the movie.
I actually just remembered. Yeah, go ahead.
When I walked into the movie, I was talking with my friend Watson, and I'm like, man, Heavyset's going to be pissed about Thanos. He's like, huh? I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't know him, but he really likes Thanos.
The last scene at the end, like when he finally died, the second time he died, I loved that scene too, where he was just sitting there and nothing happened. And then it's just a shot of his face and he just, that was epic.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of lackluster though.
Hold on.
No, like, I thought it was great.
Think about it.
But
hold on. There's a lot of, there's a lot of things with this movie. Like literally today I watched a bunch of YouTube videos that linked other things. I was like, that was an Easter egg for this. That was an Easter egg for that. That particular shot is a callback to the end of Infinity War. He's doing the exact same like pose, like when he's sitting on the porch. It's the same thing. He knows he's lost, and he just like sits down.
Yeah, I like that because he's at peace. Like at the end of Infinity War, like there's nothing you can do. Just accept it.
I don't know. I wanted some kind of more epic death. Like for me, like
you did.
Just that.
You got it in the beginning, and that kind of was lackluster itself. Like. Yeah. Oh, he's dead, but he was so weak. Like, his arm was freaking shriveled. His side of his face was paralyzed. And dude didn't have any defense whatsoever. His strength was probably mostly gone. And you, like, ambush him.
Yeah, no, like, the beginning, he got smoked super hard. Very quickly.
That was a funny moment, actually, when he cuts off his head. He's like, what'd you do? I went for his head. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the fat Thor or Dude Lebowski Thor.
Oh my God, he's
great.
The best.
That was great.
We would be best friends with him, by the way.
Yeah, he's. I love what they did with that. I even love the shout out to Big Lebowski and just all the pop culture references. Actually, like they mentioned Back to the Future. They mentioned like all these time travel movies. Big Lebowski.
I thought it was kind of crazy. There was no mention of Doctor Who. Seeing as how that's another time travel, but it wasn't a movie thing, but you also had Karen Gillan in it, but they did call it a time heist. That is the name of an episode of Doctor Who.
And, I mean, this entire time, how has Peter Parker not recognized that Mace Windu is one of the bosses? Come on.
Yes. Well, that's good. That's what, that has to be a thing for Homecoming. Like, do you look like the guy from Star Wars? What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, I have to do that.
Well, it could. Technically, it's a Disney property, so it wouldn't hurt anything.
Nope, not at all.
In the fourth wall.
It's not a good year for nerds this year. Game of Thrones ends. Avengers ends. Star Wars ends.
Yeah, forces them to work on new properties. I'm okay with it. It's a cycle.
It's just a deadly weekend for pop culture in general. with Avengers on Thursday and Friday, and then Game of Thrones on Sunday. A lot of people are going
to
die. Yeah,
a lot of people are saying not a good weekend to be a Stark.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, that's great. Give me a second.
Is this going to cry, guys? Stop it. I mean, continue.
Yeah,
he's
good
looking.
I mean, you know, if we're talking other epic moments, obviously Captain America getting a hammer and then starting the, like, and you see like that sway of, you know, they're getting their ass kicked and like tagging Captain America with the hammer. He's beating the shit out of Thanos. Like, I love that, like, mini whatever minute of fighting. I thought just all fight scenes were epic. Just the all the fucking, like, you know, even like he's pretty much down and out. Thanos taking him out. And then the portal opens and then like Avengers Assemble and the theme song comes on. It was like, and just the epicness of like 10 years of building and half the known actors in the world were in that fucking scene. It was retarded.
Like, we're talking about them grabbing stuff from other movies, like Rain Down Fire. It's like, sire, but our troops, that's straight out of Braveheart. It's just, they grab a little something from everything.
From the moment that Thanos came to Earth in this movie, and you started with Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man against Thanos, that movie was just that epic buildup like that was talked about. The precursor of the 3-on-1, and then you finally get it with, which was another reference to Winter Soldier, of like, on your left, the whole, how that movie begins. So, all those portals open, and just that wait for Avengers Assemble. From then on, just amazing. And one of my favorite parts, too, I'm a little bit of a fan of Rescue, and I was kind of hoping they would do something. Then there was kind of something that leaked that, you know, she was in mocap during like filming and she took a picture of it. And that was, well, why would you be in mocap? But actually seeing Rescue was definitely one of my favorite moments that hasn't been mentioned. And just that whole ending scene, people can say what they want about the girl power thing. I liked it. There was a couple people I was just like, all right, what are you going to do? You already have, Rescue and you have Captain Marvel and, Scarlet Witch. Those three are going to be fine. So that's just my own opinion.
But it was still good. I get why they did it. It was, it's just a thing for the times now. It's a good shout out. And, you know, playing to the diversity now is cool. It's pop culture and it actually makes them money. And it's a selling point for movies now. It's like, superhero movie, all black cast. That's our selling point. Female lead, that's our selling point. And it's a way to generate revenue now. It makes sense for them to do it financially, not even just the social aspect of it, and which I think is great, but financially, it's actually a selling point for the movies now, guys. Nothing?
No. Okay. Well, my whole thing is it's the middle of the movie, so that's not really a selling point. Like, it's already been sold.
I was bringing it just the general topic of it.
And they did technically do it in Infinity War.
True. I just like that they thought of everything. Like they did. They did little shout outs here and there, basically to like satisfy, I'm not gonna say everybody, because there's always gonna be, you know, those assholes that are gonna be like, ooh, it's not the same as comics, or it's too many women or whatever it is. So, but they did a very good job at just like making everybody happy. And it's rare that you see that in movie, I find, these days. Like, sometimes they'll just like they'll just overwrite it or not write it enough. And I thought they really took the time to write this movie. I appreciated it.
No, me too. And it was almost the perfect movie, mm-hmm. You know, the perfect superhero movie. You know, understanding that it's, you know, far-fetched and fucking there's no Tesseract in real life and all this shit. Thor, you know, like, I get it. I thought it was one of the best. And this is like, you know, Heavy's mentioned this a couple times. It's, you know, 10, 15 year build. And for them to actually execute it well with all those actors, all that stuff in play really surprised me. I thought it was, I definitely left satisfied. You know, I made sure not to watch too many trailers too, stayed off the interwebs, didn't want to get spoiled on it. How about you guys? Did you guys try to stay away, or did you read a little too much on it? Do you regret doing that stuff?
Usually within the last month of a large release, I'll stop watching trailers. So I could have it fresh in my mind. But that's everything. That's Star Wars. That's this. That was, you know, last couple of Batmans, except for stuff like Justice League, because I knew it was going to be shit. So that's what I avoid. But Facebook, man, like on Friday, I'm just sitting there at work at lunchtime and I see people posting. I'm like, fuck. So log into Facebook, log into this. I just went to 411 Mania, scroll right down to the bottom to see the number it gave it. And that was it. And then I closed everything. There was so much that was coming out so quickly and it was so hard to avoid most of it. But if you put in the effort like I did, you can easily do it. So
I want to go back a little bit. It's counting this movie, 11 years, 22, I believe it's 22 movies. And they wrapped up so, so much and found ways to give like a lot of people closure or and callbacks to a lot of different things. Seen a video that had like over 200 Easter eggs. Yes, I watched it. But the thing that got me, one moment that I want to mention and hit a little closer to me than most, was the Thor stuff. Mainly going back and talking to his mother. I just lost my mom a couple months ago, and that is what got me the most. Like, I'm not a huge Thor fan. Obviously, Dark World is really low on my list, like much like most people. But him going back, and like that was kind of his, you know, besides the whole Thanos thing, one of the things, you know, he regrets and was like the beginning of his downfall was the death of his mom. Because of then his mom, his dad, he helped kill his sister, Loki, the whole Asgard. And that's like where that 5 years of him just being depressed because he freaking lost everything and he didn't know what to do. That really got to me. But everybody had that moment. You know, whether it was, you know, Iron Man with his dad, bigger with Captain America and Peggy, but like they tease that. And that kind of got me because like he just like left instead of like going back after. Like he had that chance. But obviously with the end, he got his moment, which was great, too.
Yeah. And it just goes to show that this movie had incredible depth to it, especially to a superhero movie where, you know, a lot of this plot or dialogue would kind of like get. It just wouldn't get too, they wouldn't go too in depth with it. They'd focus more on the action, where this really focused on the acting too. And there, you know, I wouldn't say there was a lot of, let's say, downtime, but there was a lot of moments where it was just like interaction between the characters, not a lot of fight scenes. But I don't feel like it was like wasted or downtime or whatever, just because of the high caliber of acting in this superhero movie. You mentioned the thing with his mother, Robert Downey, or Iron Man with his dad, and just like the dying scene for Iron Man, and how like Gwyneth Paltrow was like, "Oh, it's okay, you're okay now," and just like that. Probably why the other person was sobbing, like you. Maybe she had like that recent moment of somebody passing, or whatever, and it you can relate to it. And I'm sure like a lot of people in a lot of these scenes, because it is general stuff like. Going back, talking to your dad, talking to your mom, whatever, who's passed, or just having people around you that have died or whatever, it brings up those feelings. And they were able to hit a lot of emotional points for a lot of people.
Yes, but what I think, I completely agree with you guys. Like, what marked me more, though, is that they didn't dwell on it. Like, they did it. Everybody got their happy ending, quote unquote, but they didn't focus too much on it. And it didn't become cliche or cheesy. You know what I mean? Like Stark went back in time and he just happened to come across his dad and they had just like a normal conversation. And then he left, you know, or Thor went back, also saw his mom and he was like emotional about it. But it wasn't like a huge thing. And he left also. So it's like we all felt for each character and they wrote it in such a way where we just like were able to feel just enough. And then it didn't become like dumb. Yep, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was great. I mean, I appreciated that too. It was great.
I mean, all the characters were going through something after what they called the vanishing. You know, Hawkeye becomes Ronin and murders every single gang member that lived on the planet. And, you know, Black Widow starts focusing on her work and Cap is like trying to be a sport person and Thor becomes apparently a rampant alcoholic, party, like chill out bro type guy. You know, everybody went through the things. Hell, like Banner, it took him, what he said, 2 years or 18 months from the vanishing until him and Hulk became the one thing, which was Intelligent Hulk, which is super cool to see, by the way.
Phil, how about you? Let's maybe talk about the comedy. I found the comedy wasn't, it was there. It was perfectly placed at certain times. but it wasn't too over the top, ridiculously fun. They weren't trying too hard on the comedy.
It's not the yuck fest that is Guardians of the Galaxy for sure, but I think they were pretty smart about putting them at the right moments, right? So the moments that needed, like, oh, this is really tense right now, let's insert a joke, or let's just call out the nonsense because we're dealing with time travel, so whatever.
Yeah, like that nonsense you're speaking of when you see Chris Pratt or Star-Lord, like, singing. Yeah. And it's just him.
And without the soundtrack, and it's music. Just his voice.
Yeah, I lost it.
So good.
I lost it.
I love when they do that stuff, though, when you see the both sides of the world. Like, you hear the music in his ears, and then you see it from afar where he's just dancing like an idiot. It's like, he's dumb, isn't he?
Because I'm sure we've all been or seen those assholes that are doing that. So,
One of the funniest lines is when – who was insulting Captain's ass?
The whole ass thing was great. Oh, it was Iron Man.
Iron Man's insulting Cap's ass. It's like, and then Ant-Man's like, no, I think that's America's ass.
Yeah, Ant-Man's such a fanboy. Yeah.
And then Cap beats old version of Cap, and he stares at his own butt. It's like, yeah, that's America's ass.
That was another fun callback. Ant-Man and the Wasp, where the Wasp kind of gives Ant-Man a hard time for, like, Cap. Like, where did you go from calling him Cap? And then when we get to the big fight, she calls him Cap, too.
Yeah.
Another little, like, there's so many fucking Easter eggs in this movie. And, like I said, I had to watch a YouTube video to catch it all. I'm like, oh, my God, that's right. But then again, 22 fucking movies. Good
there's
God.
There's a lot. And that's the thing. It's like going back again, like, not to skip this subject and go always going back. But every single thing, every single team up makes sense, right? There's nothing that feels forced. It's like, oh, this character hasn't interacted with this character. Or, oh, let's put these two together, or let's put this in the scene. It's like, no, everything fits. Everything makes sense. Everything pays off. It's amazing.
Oh, like always, a lot of like things directed towards or coming from Rocket, like being called a Build-A-Bear by Iron Man. And then later on, when he gets in front of Ant-Man, they're trying to make the plan. He's like, oh, you're like a puppy. That's a good puppy. Like, fucking love
it. He's not a raccoon.
They even call him Ratchet at one point.
Ratchet. It's like, yeah.
Now, the comedy, is it possibly the best superhero movie written? I don't know if it was executed on screen the best, but do you think it's the best written superhero movie ever?
I think so. I mean, personally.
I'm going to put it within my top three superhero movies, and it's also within my top three of MCU movies. I don't know where I'm placing it just yet.
You guys, Phil is like more of a back-end guy. Writing, script writing, editing, this and that. Like, written-wise, do you think it's one of the best ever?
I'd still put Infinity War above this, but this is among the top five, easily. It is not an easy script to write.
And the fact that they had to cut it down to 3 hours, and that's, like, the best they could do. They've even said it. They're like, this is the best that we could do without cutting more.
And I think they did a very good job of it. If they're going to also, like I said, if they're going to wrap up that many years, it's going to take a longer time. Like, I've known people I know was like, one person said like, oh, it could have been 2.5 hours. And another person's like, oh, it was dragging up points. And I disagree with both of them drastically. Like, no, what part was not needed? Maybe a couple lines here and there, but no, like every scene counted for something.
Yeah, keep in mind, we also had three main characters either being played off or dying. That's fucking epic. In a Marvel movie where good guys ever die, we see the end of Scarlet Widow. We see Captain America grow old, and he's gone. And fucking Iron Man dying all in the same movie. So there's consequence. I think it's great.
How did everybody feel about that Iron Man death? Because a lot of mixed reaction. For me, I've never been an Iron Man guy, and I don't hold it against them, but it actually makes sense with a lot of his story arc from Iron Man 1 and even going up to the Avengers movie when there was the first real big face-off between Iron Man and Captain America, and you get the, like, you know, everything, like, from you came out of a test tube, and what are you besides your armor, what are you, you know, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist, all that. There was a line from Captain America where he said, like, you're not the kind of person that would sacrifice yourself, and, you know, for everybody. it happened. And that's that's something that's hard to write, and I fucking love it.
They made that reference a lot, though, throughout the movie, where they mentioned that Iron Man wouldn't be the type of person, even when they had the conversation with the father, it was like that he wouldn't be the type of person, like he's only, he has, what's the word I'm looking for? Like he has self-interest, like it's only about him all the time.
Selfish?
And they, selfish, I guess.
Narcissistic. And,
sure, also. But even like the father was acting like that. He said that that was his biggest issue as a person. So they kept mentioning it. So the end, when he sacrificed, quote unquote, himself for everybody else, I thought it was great. Like I was touched by that. I was very satisfied by it. Anyways.
Yeah. Heavy, didn't you mention
America? You cried.
Heavy, just a callback, because you always like to make sure you mention my screw ups or miscalls. Yes. How about the Captain America death?
Yeah. Didn't happen. I'll openly admit that it didn't happen. I was dead set that I thought that was going to be a thing, but I thought it was going to be Cap and Iron Man that like to get the Soul Stone. It was going to be between those two. So as soon as I saw, obviously, Hawkeye and Black Widow, I'm like, okay, well, one of these two are going.
See you later, Hawkeye, right? That's what I thought. I thought, okay, see you later, Hawkeye.
No, because the whole... I figured it had to be Black Widow because of the, like, he had a family and like he was doing this because of his family.
That fight was awesome, by the way. Like,
yeah.
How they get, like, you couldn't tell who was gonna fall down and they just like throw each other off the cliff. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't expect her to die, but to be honest, I didn't expect either, so I didn't know where that was going at all. It was good
for,
yeah, the world. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, for a brief second, I was actually expecting a Doctor Who time paradox thing that they pulled off in an episode where two people killed themselves and really fucked up the timeline. So, like, instead of them both dying, they both lived. So I figured, okay, what if they both jumped off and they sacrificed themselves? Could they both?
It'd have been great. Like, the Hydra guy's like, I don't know what to fucking do now.
Yeah, Red Skull is just holding the Soul Stones. Like, well, who'd I give it to now?
He's like, mine.
Well, and he's like, mine. Yeah. Mine.
Mine. Back to Nazi Germany.
Yeah, no, yeah. I personally had a feeling that when they both went to Vormir, I believe it was.
Yes.
That it was going to be her, because they've announced they're going to do a Black Widow prequel. I'm like, yeah, she's dying. Like
she's too hot to die, though.
They're doing a prequel.
Let's talk about that epic fight scene. I mean, we mentioned it briefly there, but just like
the final 40-minute epic battle.
That's a fucking massive battle.
You mean
battle.
The Ready Player One fight scene of the Avengers?
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, it almost seemed like it was treated like a football on our field or a soccer ball. You know what I mean? It's like going back and forth and just these epic moments of, oh, this guy almost gets it, and this, you know, this guy saves it. I thought it was just so perfectly designed to, like, really get into it.
I mean, I think that war should be like that. And I was thinking about that while watching the movie.
Yeah.
Guys, you want to go fight and have a war? Go on a mountain. I say this constantly. Go on a mountain and just fight it off like men. That's it.
It's called LARPing. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Do it like that. Oh, my God. The only thing I didn't like about that scene, and maybe it's because
Phil saying LARPing.
Then, like, Trump LARPing.
Phil saying LARPing, I see Thanos going, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, and like throwing them.
Maybe it's me not knowing the series that well, but the only thing I didn't like is how everybody showed up out of portals, like out of nowhere at the same time. I get the epicness of it. But how did they just show up like that? You know what I mean?
Doctor Strange is like, yo, come on in.
It's the power of the Sorcerer Supreme.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, well,
okay,
it's,
sounds good.
It's in between.
Forgiven.
It's in between being him and just the rest of the sorcerers. Like, it's not just him, because technically all those portals was a bunch of everybody who had a problem with Thanos and everything. You know, whether it be even the Ravagers, Wakanda, so many, I can't even list them all, but pretty much it was a callback to everybody.
Right. It was just the fact that they showed up in a portal all at the same time.
Well, all different portals, because you all have different super powerful wizards opening those portals.
Yes, all arriving at the same destination.
Exactly the same time.
Because it's still epic. It's epic. Yeah, mark the
still
fuck
epic.
Out.
Yeah, like, even simple stuff like giant man punching the alien like in the face,
oh,
the giant
alien so ship, good.
And Batista jumping on the back and doing like the stabbing motion like he was doing inside that alien in the second Guardians. There's just so much to it. It was too much to catch, and I'd love to see it again, just not in a cinema for 3 hours again.
Oh, I'm going back. I'm seeing at least one more time.
I'm going back next week too. So
yeah, just for that fight scene alone.
The only thing is that they made Captain Marvel so powerful in her own movie. I expected her to do more in this one. Like, besides coming down and break, like, I guess her skill in this movies in these movies is her destroying ships.
Yeah, shipbreaker.
Yeah, shipbreaker. Because she kills a lot of people on ships.
Shipbreaker Marvel.
But like fighting hand to hand, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Well, even what I found was kind of badass was when Thanos headbutts her and she absolutely no-sells it.
Yeah,
it was cool.
But the cool thing, because I know a lot of people were really worried about, like, oh, Captain Marvel's going to come in here and, you know, girl power, and she's going to, you know, kick ass. Like, oh, should have had me the whole time. I like that there was even a moment that she gets thrown. So it's...
But he grabs... I love Thanos. He's so smart. He grabs that Power Stone and punches her. I'm like, yes.
But I think it showed that all the Avengers, they're not as strong, but when they come together, they could help beat Thanos and his gigantic army.
Don't you mean when they assemble?
Yes, when they assemble. That's the other thing. When I see this in the movie theater again, I don't know if I'm going to clap at that moment, but I can't guarantee you. I might do it because it was so fucking awesome.
No, it's epic. And it's just that the timing's perfect. Like, Cap could tag in Cap. Cap fucking grabs the hammer, beating the shit out of him, comes back. He takes him out. And then it's like, oh shit, it's Cap against everybody. And like, no, wait. Boom. Everybody come, you know. It's the movie equivalent to a hot tag.
But it's also that sequence where Spider-Man's carrying the new gauntlet, and they're all helping him. It's like, oh, so satisfying.
And then going back to, like, you know, with Thor and his mom, like, I like that moment. He realizes he's in Asgard. He realizes his normal self's there, and he just, like, throws up his hand, and here comes Mjolnir. And then when they go back, and I'll do this from now on, if someone mentions Mjolnir and Stormbreaker, where he just sticks out both arms and they both come to him, that too was another fucking badass moment.
Oh, when he talked, so it was Cap with Stormbreaker,
yeah, I know you're going, yes.
and then he has Mew Mew, I like calling him Mew Mew.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you get the smaller one.
Yeah, that's great. Just little fucking perfectly timed jokes the whole time. It didn't seem forced at all. Like, all of the comedy didn't seem forced at all.
There's even some good moments, like when Thanos has Stormbreaker and he starts putting it through Thor's chest. I'm like, see, it's all the role reversal. Like,
yeah,
it's like, here's everything we did and we're going to put it all together and hope you saw them all or you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you could have seen this on its own.
I know.
You definitely had to see Infinity War, but like, I mean, what I love is there's different depths for different like passions, right?
Yeah.
For people who have seen all the comic book movies and read the comics and all this, like they're going to catch most of those Easter eggs, and that's going to be cool. For like the generalists, they don't need to know that. So it's all these different layers that appeals to different level of passion about like different level passions of fans.
I agree. It's true. It's a very nice, like, I understood. I didn't, like I said before, I didn't read any of the comic books, and I actually got into Avengers quite late in the game. I'm probably going to say maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And like, I fell in love with it, and like, it made sense to me, you know?
Yeah. For a generalist can sit there and watch it. And then like heavy set, who's more passionate, who's seen the movies a bunch of times, who will go and look at all these, like these little, gems that were left over, like he can enjoy it on a different level. That's what I love, that multi-layering of the writing. I love how it appeals to so many different levels of fans. Guys, Thanos best villain ever, Phil?
I still side with Thanos. I still believe his message, even though he's gone. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, it's true. Like, you know, he his he had a very strong belief, and maybe if you didn't agree with it, but he just wasn't being a bad guy to be an asshole. There was depth to it.
The whole Infinity War movie is about selling his character and his point of view. It's his movie.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Infinity War is basically a Thanos movie,
yeah.
And that's one reason why I love that movie.
It's beautiful.
So technically he's the hero in that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't realize.
The hero's journey. It's his journey.
I would say technically he's the hero, but...
No, but it's the same thing, right? He overcomes, like, difficulties. Yeah. Like, he has to make the most difficult choice in that movie, which is flipped in this one, because then it's Black Widow and Hawkeye that they have to do the most difficult choice.
Well, even Iron Man has to kind of, like... Well,
He has to overcome his own person, right?
Yeah, it's funny. Thanos or Infinity War is a Thanos superhero movie.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, with Thanos snapping and disappearing half the universe, for him it was the greater good because there's too much population. Now, he officially becomes the real bad guy when he says, oh, I'm going to get rid of everything and restart it and become a god. Then he's the bad guy.
Well, yeah, because... You know, he was trying to help everybody out and they wouldn't fucking let him. And so he's like, okay, well, he turns heel or whatever and gets bitter and then says, okay, now fucking I'm going to kill everybody.
And the unknown says it at the end of the first Avengers. These people are unruly, therefore they cannot be ruled. So, you know, you can't getting rid of half the universe, you know, but you with the human condition, we're going to fight that. So, if he would have done it right the first time and gotten rid of everybody, then, well, we would only have Infinity War and no Endgame. So.
All right. Game of Thrones is coming on soon, so I'll have to bow out. Closing thoughts on...
what about the future with everything we've seen in the end?
Okay, let's end like that then. That's a good way to end it. Let's talk about the future movies here. It's going to be chapter 2. The end is going to be Spider-Man, but what do we expect to see coming in the next couple of films, Kurt?
What I'm looking forward to is As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Heavy. What are you looking forward to in the next couple of movies or just rumors or what would you like to see happen?
Well, I think it's the thing that a lot of us have forgotten about and I kind of forgot about until today. She'll call him Adam.
No idea what you're talking about.
The end of Guardians 2.
Warlock.
Yeah. Adam Warlock. We've got... So far announced are, which is coming up, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Black Widow prequel. Black Panther 2. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, a.k.a. I'm hoping As Guardians of the Galaxy. And then Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, they'll do As Guardians of the Galaxy. I can see him scrubbing out, like, just adding the A-S in. It's written, and then volume 3 or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be like Whiteout or something.
I was thinking how Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has that kind of like written volume 2.
Yeah, the same exactly. Thing. It's like a mixtape. The whole mixtape thing.
It said it's As Guardian, like the A.
Yeah, yeah. But it would be like ASS and then they scratch out one S.
Yeah, something like that. And obviously, you know, it's going to be the Search for Gamora.
Yeah.
I was texting a friend of mine about it, and he was like, what's going on with Gamora? And I was like, I'll do you one better. Which Gamora?
That's what else I caught is Scarlet Witch talking to Hawkeye at the end saying they're both in somewhere peaceful. Does she mean Widow and Gamora since she's kind of attached to the stones herself because that's where her powers come from?
No, remember, what's his face? Robot dude. He didn't come back.
Zoloft?
No.
Ultron?
Yeah. No, Paul Bettany. Forget his
Vision. Oh, Vision. That's because they're saving that for the Disney Plus streaming service, the TV show.
All right.
But Vision had an Infinity Stone, so they have to do the whole thing of here's Vision without an Infinity Stone.
So like a gray version of Vision?
But isn't he dead because he died before the whole thing?
He's a robot, so he's dead. All they have to do is go back and find that, which
you just got to get the Windows 98 CD and reinstall.
They're just going to have to format it.
Slash the BIOS.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now that Black Panther's sister's alive again, yes. like she can go back to working on it because it's kind of believed that she was she saved his whole body when she was doing all that stuff. So she can go back and, like, without having the Infinity Stone, she can, like, work on it and boom, you have Vision.
Is that what happened to Nebula? Because nice version, like face version of Nebula shot heel version of Nebula. But face version of Nebula is still alive.
That goes back to the beginning of the movie. Like, that's not how time works.
Yeah.
I was hoping that we would get into, like, what you guys didn't like about this movie. But I understand that there's priorities. some people have to go watch shows. But that was one part that I was like, oh, come on. Like, what happened here? Like, I don't quite understand it. Because technically, if past Nebula died, future Nebula doesn't exist, so she should have died.
No, you're thinking back at the future. Yeah. You're not thinking of timeline splits.
But still, like, I mean...
No, that's timeline.
Did you not remember the Grandmaster conversation? Yeah. Where she's like, you remove the stone from here, it creates this timeline. You remove this, it creates that timeline.
Right.
And you want to hear something funny about comics? There's about 8,000 different timelines for each character. There's a timeline where the Punisher goes into space and becomes Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Okay.
So, that's why every 5 years is a crossover event, which these movies essentially are, and just reset everything because it gets too complicated.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get it. And that's why I forgive it. Also with the whole of Captain America thing that, you know, he goes back in time, but that Cap still exists. He's frozen, but he takes his place anyway. Anyways, I was like, okay, I get it. I forgive it because it's a really good movie. But to me, that was like weird.
Yeah. I actually liked that Cap scene where he kicked his own ass. It was good. And then he like,
that was good. Yeah.
The only reason he actually beat himself was because he's Bucky's still like what? Yeah. So it's a bit of a cheap win, you know, like.
But at the same time, what Cap did for a lot of that part was he used his knowledge against
himself.
Well, against himself, but also with Hydra, he's in this situation where like he knows they won't give it to him, won't give him.
Did you mark out when he said the line?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, that's fun, cool. But the fact he used that knowledge, like, all right, if I say Hail Hydra in their ear, because they're technically Hydra agents, they're gonna give it to me. Like that's fucking smart. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. So anything you want to close on? Because I got about 8 minutes here.
For the future, I guess. Well, first they need to take a break, at least 1 year, because.
You don't want to Star Wars it and oversaturate.
Yeah, I feel bad for any Marvel movie coming out right now. But with the Fox deal and like X-Men, Deadpool, like all those people coming in, this universe is going to feel so different.
Yeah, do you think they kind of hotshotted themselves too much now?
How do you
top this?
This felt like, for me, felt like a series finale. And then everything else is like a new, at this point, it's going to be a new series featuring the Marvel characters from the last, like from the Infinity story, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious. They didn't do any. They were really smart in not including any mid credit scenes to set up anything.
Yeah, all it was like it was just like a banging of a fucking hammer. Or something.
Well, it's Iron Man in the cave making the suit.
Oh,
making Mark One. Like as a throwback, because I rewatched Iron Man today, and it's like it felt so cute and low budget. But it's a throwback to that scene.
Oh, awesome. I was wondering what the fuck that was. Okay. Guys, final thoughts? Plug, or you want to go to plugs at this point? I got the 7 minutes.
I would say everybody's final thoughts on the movie. Go around with that and then social media.
Yeah, and with your social media plugs. Heavyset, final thoughts?
Nah, I'm going to go last.
Okay. Carp, final thoughts?
Oh, great movie. Good, as Phil said, series finale when you think about it. Looking forward to what the future may hold. And definitely, if you haven't seen any of them, if you're not into superhero movies, I get it. But if you are and you haven't watched any of these or you hold anything DC above this, there's something wrong with you.
And your plugs.
Oh, at StableWars.com, we're always looking for members at Killer Carpe Diem, at All Beer Inside. Come and listen to us on iTunes.
Awesome. Charlie is a Charlie. Final thoughts and your plugs.
Movie was great. I'm glad that they came to their senses and actually took, it seemed anyways, that they took the time to really write it out properly. And I was very satisfied. Now it's over. People need to get over it. It's over. And not to compare it with the other movies that are going to come out. This is something completely different, and hopefully people will understand that. And wait, my plugs? It's All Wine Aside. We're still on. If you guys want to listen, allwineaside.com.
Check it out. That's Phil, it. Go ahead.
Props to Kevin Feige, the entire team at Marvel. They really pulled off something amazing. Like 11 years, 22 movies, and it caps off like in an amazing way.
No pun intended there.
Yeah. And those two movies were easily the best of the series of like 22 movies. There were like some misses, but nothing to derail another franchise like the DC Universe. So yeah, no, props to all the people, all the actors. It was an amazing ride. So yeah, you can, well, I still need to eat, so you can still buy Omensight on PS4, Steam, and Nintendo Switch. And I'm also working on a new game that you can wishlist on Steam called Project Witchstone. It's a sandbox RPG, so check it out.
Sweet. Yeah, Heavy will go last, so I'll just say just an epic conclusion to an amazing series. And like, I would have ended it with Thanos killing everybody, but I'm not a big Disney producer, and I'm an idiot. So, but yeah, just for mainstream movie, it was extremely well written. I left thoroughly entertained. And to me, like, this is what a big budget blockbuster needs to be. Oldschoolmovies.net, heavy set. Go ahead.
In 2009, I jumped on the bandwagon, and that was back when there was only two movies out, because I thought the idea of this bigger universe was awesome. And it, at that time, it was obviously unheard of. So just with two movies, I said, I'm in. Watched them both probably back-to-back on Blu-ray. And here we are, good 10 years later. And it's one of the best things going today. And I've heard from a lot of people over the last year or so, like, oh, like, how could you watch that many movies? It's like, well, it's easy when you watch, like, one or two a year. You watch it when they come out, not 9-10 years after it's been started. And you have to sit there and just watch all these movies. I get it. Absolutely loved it. It, like I said earlier, it's going to be in my top three MCU movies. I don't know whether I want to put it above Infinity War or below Infinity War. I think it's very, very close, even with my favorite character dying not only once, but twice. So if you don't like this, you're a fucking idiot. And I have two friends who just kind of bitched at me about it. I'm like, you're nitpicking stupid shit. So, in conclusion, you can find everything about me for Wrestling Cheers. That's, you know, here on the Trending Topics Network. And, you know, we're on Podbean, and I have that whole thing going on. And much like those episodes, this will get put out just as quick. So you want to end the show now?
Yes. We got 3 minutes. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Panelists, Charlie, Izza, Phil, Carp, and Heavyset. And I appreciate Heavyset producing this episode so we can get this up pretty quick. I think probably tomorrow, eh? You'll be able to do pretty quick.
Yep. That's what I'm going to work on before bed.
Awesome. Thank you very much for listening, guys. See you.
Bye.
Go check it out.
Bye. Iron Man's awesome.
But now he's dead and he's not going to make 170. Iron Man's dead. Iron
Man. We got everyone in the funeral. I think that was CG, but whatever. Green screen.
Oh. The kid from Iron Man 3 was there.
Yes.
Oh, I was wondering who the fuck that was.
I had to look that up. It's the sidekick from the Lethal Weapon
Steph was asking me who the fuck that was. I didn't know who it was. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, let's end it here. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
Abby.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave. Became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
I saw all these people die.
I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We will. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. I like this one.
Fuck, what's the episode number? 174? I'm guessing.
I don't know. You just ended up three episodes.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.